Hello, you're listening to the Swiss Info Programme. I'm Jo Fay.
So it's not that I would not accept my previous life, but I got the feeling that my previous life was a kind of role play.
Sharon came out as transgender 10 years ago. After telling her family and friends, explaining to the people she worked with was the next challenge. And very often, this part of the process doesn't go well. Sharon's now on a mission to help others come out at work without losing their job and livelihood at the same time. I went to meet her at Switzerland's only transgender shop, which she now runs in a nondescript building, deliberately outside of the city. Tucked away on an industrial estate in a quiet corner of Canton Zurich is Sharon's shop. I'm paying her a visit this morning to find out what kind of things she has for sale.
Hi, I'm Jo.
I'm Sharon.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Sharon unlocked the door and we went inside. The shop is full of items you won't find on the average high street, from high heels and very large sizes to body-shaping corsets and curve-enhancing silicone clothing inserts. There was a lot to take in. I wanted to find out what Sharon's story was. I asked her when she first came out.
Well, let me think about it. It was almost 5 years ago. The transition started 5 years ago. Well, I was aware about, maybe 10 years ago, that what I felt for many years must have something to do with transgenderism. So I got aware that I was transgender. In the first phase, I tried to live it out as a crossdresser, because I found it's probably easier for the family to switch, to be the husband for my wife and to be the father of my children. But, well, most transgender people find their balance in this situation as a cross-dresser, but around 10% of these people get aware that they are obviously born in the wrong body.
For Sharon, cross-dressing and living sometimes as a man, sometimes as a woman, wasn't enough and didn't feel right. She decided she had to go the whole way.
So the process started and came to the point that I was not able to come back to the male roles anymore. And so 5 years ago, I decided to start my transition. And so it's not a process you're doing overnight. So it's a process that takes several years. And because it's a lot of changes in your body because of the hormones, because of the surgery, gender reassignment surgery, well, it's also a process that your feelings are switching from the male roles to the female roles. And the longer you are living the woman, the longer you feel that what you lived before is just a socialized role because of your born body.
How did you go about finding out about this process? Where did you start with that?
Well, I started in the way that most of cross-dressers start, hidden, secret, embarrassed about the situation, but unable to do something against it. And today, medical doctors say that you can't really do anything against it. The only thing you can do is really to find a way how to live it out.
The 2016 Trans Rights Index Europe looked at how trans people are treated in different countries. Like 24 other states in Europe, Switzerland requires people to be sterilised before they can change their legal gender. It's only a minority of European countries that require no compulsory medical intervention at all for someone to have their gender change legally recognised. Sharon eventually came to the decision that she had to go the whole way, but it wasn't a straightforward process.
So I started, like most of the others, to cross-dress in the own four walls. Well, usually after a certain period of time, you feel a certain pressure to communicate about your situation with someone of your family. And then as a next step, most of the cross-dressers feel that they want to be among other people. And it's just because your spirit wants to find out, how am I accepted? Not only as feeling as a woman, but also looking like a woman. And so this was a process. And I very much hope that I will find my balance in cross-dressing. But what I had to learn is that it was different. And it was just a step on a very long, long way. And the day came where I started to use hormones to feminize my body.
And so at what point did you tell someone in your family about this?
Well, I don't remember when it was, but it was the same situation that other transgenders also face in their, let me say, transgender career, that you have a strong feeling to talk to someone about this situation. And it is a very, very hard decision because you feel very nervous. You are afraid to talk about this because you don't know the reaction of the family members, because no one of the family members expects a thing like that. Perhaps you can compare it with the situation you're coming home from a doctor and you tell your family, I'm sick with cancer. So it's a shock.
Even though this was a few years ago now, it's clearly still difficult for Sharon to tell me about how this panned out.
So, of course, it was a very difficult situation to get along with this. It was also, it took pretty long time that the family was able to live with this. And the first phase was kind of understanding what is transgenderism, why are people like this, why is the need to live it out, and can you do something against it? So, like a disease, you try to defeat it. Then, well, in the second phase, after you understood it, maybe, hopefully, the family is able to tolerate it. Of course, in the most cases, I think it's kind of tolerance, because acceptance is a step ahead, and acceptance is really, I think, almost impossible, especially for a spouse to accept that the man she married is now also a woman.
Sharon also has two children in their 20s.
The kids are losing their dad. Of course, from the biological point of view, I never rejected that I'm the father of my kids. But at the moment where you decide to turn your life into a female life as a woman, even a kid is unable to accept you as a father because you are a woman. And so it's a very hard situation for the family.
What did you do to try and help them to understand?
Well, it's a situation where you yourself are kind of helpless without help of a psychologist. And I think this was the right decision in the very early stage of my coming out, that we looked for a transgender experienced psychologist. I have to say, if we wouldn't have found her, probably the family would have broken. So it was a period of, I would say, 2 years or even more, that we had appointments with a psychologist, single appointments, partner appointments, family appointments, depended on the situation we just had. I think she did a really great job because still today we are living as a family.
So do you feel like you've moved into this acceptance phase or not quite?
From my point of view, it's kind of tolerance because it is a different situation or difficult situation for kids to accept to live with two kind of mothers. For a woman to live with another woman if you are not lesbian. So the situation is strange, and it's also strange because a transgender himself or herself is forced to do coming outs in his social environment or his working environment or his family environment. And what you're going to do is just you force your family members in a coming out too. And this is not an easy process.
Looking the part is important, and that's where Sharon's shop comes in. From shoes that fit larger feet to breast forms and wigs, she has it covered.
The wigs, yes. So wig is very important to give usually the male head a female shape, together with the makeup, of course. And we have different styles. Usually, it's the easiest way is medium-sized or longer wig, because this helps to cover part of the usually wider shoulders to hide a little bit the chin or the face to make it smoother. And so it depends.
Even once someone is looking the part, coming out at work is the next big step. And it can be a major make or break situation for a trans person. It's something that Sharon focuses on in her work with the Transgender Network Switzerland. That's an organisation that helps and gives advice to trans people across the country. It runs conferences and carries out research. The network surveyed 30 small and large firms in Switzerland and around 150 transgender people. The results are just a sample of the current situation, but they show that trans people face a huge challenge, not only in keeping their jobs, but if they lose them, in finding a new one.
16% of the employers said, "We are afraid to hire transgendered people because we are afraid to run into problems with customers or with culture in our company or what else." So this was a little bit surprising.
They also tried to find out how it goes in the workplace when someone comes out and whether this is successful and the person is accepted or not.
We found that 25% of the coming outs are not successful. And the reason why they fail is that employers and employed people, that means the transgendered people, are inexperienced. They are unable to prepare professional coming out because they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to handle the situation in a company or an organization. Unsuccessful coming out is a coming out that fails. That means that just ends in termination of the employment.
Sharon advises people who are going to come out at work to go straight to their boss or HR and be aware that they may have no experience of transgenderism at all.
What I would recommend is to prepare a picture, really good picture, not just a picture, so that you can show it. And if you have the feeling, well, it's well accepted, then everything is okay. But when you have the feeling, well, okay, there seems to be a problem with that, you just can pick it up and put it in your pocket. So this is the much better approach than just presenting yourself in your gender identity, because then the only way is to leave the room if you are not accepted. And then I would say 90% you lost your job.
If you go to the boss and you say this, you present the photo and they, you know, they don't accept it and you lose your job, is that legal for them to fire you on these grounds, or how does that work?
Well, it is not legal, but any employer is able to find a reason that allows to terminate the employment. It's a very critical phase, and what we found also in the analysis, this is a crucial point of your coming out in the company. In the most cases, people are positively surprised about how the person would look in his gender identity.
If you want to find out more about Sharon, head over to our website, swissinfo.ch. There you'll find a video interview and a 360-degree video inside Sharon's transgender shop. Thanks this week to our technician, Jakob Stoller. You've been listening to the Swiss Info programme. I'm Jo Faye.